are going to jump right on into things, talking about the new Kenzen Vital Balance and the Super Siaga. And I know in my email I only said we're going to talk about the Kenzen Vital Balance, but after using both products for the last 2 days, Dave Johnson always uses the word wow. I would like to take it a little further and say wowzer. You know, add three more letters and put it in all caps, because it really is one of those throwback things to 45 years ago. Those of us who are have had a lengthy association with Niken, we always heard, well, it's a research and development company. And at the same time, most of us as Americans, at least in that category, think, well, really? No, it's a network marketing company. Well, it may be a network marketing company via, you know, the distribution method, but it really, truly is a research and development company. And Dennis Williams put in an email back to me, and he said, ask Siri, those of us who have Siri on our phone, ask Siri, what is the most nutritious plant? And immediately, the top three responses are Moringa or Moringai. However you want to pronounce it, it doesn't matter. It's spelled the same way, Moringa. And this is one of the organic ingredients in Niken's KVB. All right? You look at the Siaga. The ORAC value is off the charts for only 10 calories. These are products that Niken does the research and development, doesn't just throw them out there to see how many they can sell for the biggest, you know, bang for their buck. We see that with other companies across the board. But I wrote down three things right quick this morning, and I just want to expand on this, and I want to open it up. I'm watching the clock. I'm going to do my best in 5 minutes or less to talk about this. But when it comes to the taste, out of the mouths of babes, all right, I have a 10-year-old that I use as my taste tester. 2 mornings in a row, we do a lot of the Niken Nutritionals. I call it, we mainline them. And what I mean by that, dump them directly under our tongue. And I've done that with the Immunity and the Jade Green Enzymes for years. What are we going on? 19 years now. I'm thinking back to how old Kenna is. She's 21. And I do the same thing for Addie. Put about a third of Immunity on a spoon and then put a little bit of Jade Green Enzymes on top of it. Well, the last 2 mornings, I've added the Super Siaga. This is how you adapt Niken's Nutritionals for children and or pets. You just sprinkle it on. Well, yesterday I asked her, because she got up early, as traditionally she doesn't have to, but that's the way her body's wired. Not always, but, and I said, hey, and as I'm going out the door, she said, Daddy, I got it. No, I'm sorry. She said this to me last night. I said, what did you do today? And she went through this whole, she likes to talk like her father, whole pontification of her whole day, but this is how it started. Well, Daddy, I got up, and I went down, and I took my vitamins. Oh, Daddy, what? That was so yummy. I licked the spoon clean after I poured it under my tongue like you told me to do. That is so good. What is that purple stuff? 10 years old. I didn't even have to leave her a note. I didn't have to explain it. I just put it on her spoon, and she lapped it all up. Now, I don't know all there is to know about ORAC. You know, this is like off the charts for only 10 calories. But the taste, Addie, that's all the explanation I needed. She loved it. The monk fruit in the KVB, and I'm going to go back and forth between the two products, so hopefully I don't confuse you. The monk fruit, and I learned this from Brody Craney, is 100 times sweeter than normal sugar. So when you take that and you put that into a shake, it's going to be super, super sweet. So my point is, if you want an amazingly creamy shake that's sweetened, not with stevia. Again, I didn't read the whole ingredients. But I just tasted it. I want to know what it tastes like. And I was blown away. I mixed it up 2 days ago, just as the instructions say, with nothing added. I didn't pull a Char Rogers and morph it with like 15 different ingredients. That's the way my mom has always done things. Okay, and if you're like that, hey, I understand, because I'd do the same thing. But I mixed it up just like it says, 2 scoops with nothing but almond milk. That's it. Wow. My response would be, ooh la la. Okay? And here's the best part. 4 hours later, I'm thinking I should eat lunch. It's noon. But I wasn't even hungry. Okay? And then yesterday, I morphed it a little bit. Not too much, but I added 1 scoop of the Super Siaga and 2 tablespoons of organic peanut butter powder. I made my own PBJ in a shake. You got the peanut butter, an extra 6 grams of protein, and then you've got the Super Siaga, which does add 10 more calories to it, but then with almond milk. Shook it up. It was like a creamy liquid version of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I, again, same thing, but I went an hour longer before I thought, you know, maybe I should stop and eat. And something that some people don't know about Vance's normal routine is I go Mach 6 with my hair on fire, typically when I'm doing my other business activities, which is a professional roof dancer. Okay. And yesterday and the day before, both days, we were tackling a whole huge project, and I won't go into that. But as far as the taste, I couldn't believe. The value, here's my second word that I wrote down, okay? It's, and I'm struggling to read my notes here because I wrote them so fast this morning. I love the way Brody described it. It's an ethical buying choice. This is the most ethical buying choice out there. And let me refer, what's the opposite to start your day? Cold cereal, that's an option. But that is the worst ethical buying choice. Why? Because the value. Cold, prepackaged, overprocessed cereal, and there's getting some better choices, but cold cereal is the worst bang for your buck, period. I learned that from the chief accountant at the nonprofit organization where Stacy and I used to work 30 years ago. His name was Jim Jones, not the Jim Jones from the Guyana tragedy, not that Jim Jones, but he was our chief accountant. And I remember him explaining to these young interns who were just out of high school and living on their own now, and he said, when it comes to getting the biggest bang for your buck, cold cereal is the worst. And I would echo that today. KVB, on the other hand, is going to give you the biggest bang for your buck when it comes to value. And then also what Brody also mentioned, and again, I'm referring to his talk, and that he'll be doing more of these, and they'll be available on YouTube and through Zoom and all these other methods, is that when we introduce this to somebody, the value, and for ourselves, we need to always ask for the better price. Does Nikon have a better price? Absolutely. It's called auto ship. All right? It's very flexible. It's like having an Amazon Prime account and getting free shipping. But there's no auto ship available for Amazon, I don't think anyways. I could be wrong on that. There is an auto ship because if you're paying for it, then they're going to suck you into a lot of other things. And, oh, you could link up and get, you know, this video stream. You could get this and you could get that. But you do pay for it $100 a year, and I think they automatically bill you. Again, I haven't looked into the exact comparison, but and that may not be the best. Last point is the content. What's the content? And this is getting more into the ingredients, but 2,000 calories per day, that's a question mark. 2,000 calories per day, if we encourage ourselves and encourage other people to read the ingredients, and you can pull them up on your phone, you can take a screenshot of them, or you can have the label right in front of you, the actual canister. That's a little different with everything that's going on in our culture with distancing and all that. But you can send people or register them, create a Nikon account for them as a preferred customer. Let them go check it out and check out the content. when we look at what's suggested, 2,000 calories a day, I don't even eat 2,000 calories a day. And I'm extremely active. Now, if you're training for the Olympics, like let's say the Summer Olympics, which are getting postponed, and your name is Michael Phelps, and you need to eat, you know, several thousand more calories than a normal person, that's different. But if you're living a normal lifestyle, we don't necessarily need 2,000 calories a day. The KVB is a phenomenal answer for that, because way reduced calories. I read an article years ago about a gentleman who was trying to promote with very much feedback, very much pushback, tons of pushback, a reduced calorie diet. And he was setting out to prove, and I don't know what happened to him, but that the average American body could survive on 900 calories a day. Well, immediately, you get people freaking out saying, 9,000, we're supposed to have 2,000, or 900, we're supposed to have 2,000 calories a day. Not true. We don't need that much. So KVB is a wonderful solution on that. And again, when you look at, here's my last point. When you look at the KVB as a solution, not only as a meal replacement, but the most ideal way to start your day, the value, what you're getting, the taste is amazing, and you can vary it into, so you never get into a rut. You can add things and morph it. But I thought about this yesterday when a pastor friend of mine, who's also a contractor, and my brother and I have been able to link our company up with his and what he's doing, and he came out and he was watching us, and I was, two stories up, on a ladder, and we're fitting all these gutters into it. It's a really interesting scenario on these townhomes that he's building. And he sees me put the level on the gutter, and he goes, "A level?" And he's watching us, myself and my nephew. And he said, "You guys are the real," excuse me. I'm getting too excited here. I need to take a sip of water. He said, "You guys are the real deal, using a level." And I laughed, and I looked back at him, and I said, "It's amazing what a dollar can get you at Harbor Freight." And he goes, I said, "As long as the bubble's true." And I said, "Mike, and we're doing this, because you know why we're doing this, so they're not only cosmetic, but they're also functional." And he goes, "Yeah." And I said, "But, you know, again, it's a dollar level from Harbor Freight stores." He goes, "Yeah, it's great until you back over it with your truck and you smash it because it's plastic." I said, "Yeah, but I just want the bubble. That's all I want. And I need that little 6 inches to fit where we're going." But it reminded me of the fact that Neken is the real deal. You've got a research and development company who now for months has been doing all the research and development on our behalf. They've delivered us something, two Doom products that taste absolutely fantastic. The value, the con, everything. And again, you're going to find cheaper stuff out there. Those aren't the people we're looking for. And like my pastor friend Mike says, you know, "You guys are the real deal." He's looking, and he even told me earlier this week, he said, "When you prepare the bid for me, I want you guys to make money, but not too much money." He signed the bid, and it took me hours to prepare to do all the research to make sure we were including everything. It took him a couple seconds because he knew. He's been doing this for decades. And we've been doing it for decades, too. I was born into it. But my point is this. Neken is the real deal as far as the taste, the value, and the content. And so, anyways, those are my thoughts. Sorry, I went way more than 5 minutes or less. But you guys who know me well enough know that. *6 on your phone line. Some of you are chomping at the bit, literally and figuratively, to share your experience with this product. So anything related to the KVB or the Siaga, the Super Siaga in powder form, *6 on your phone line. Share away.
Well, Vance, ours arrived yesterday. And, you know, I met the UPS guy at the street. And it was I couldn't wait to get it in and open
it up. Lyle, you're cutting in and out, and I don't know if it's my phone, but I'm staying super still. And by the way, folks, this is Lyle and Shirley from Temple, Texas.
Sandy.
So sorry. Too many names. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, anyways, I met the UPS truck out there, and because I saw him pull up, and we knew it was coming to yesterday, and got in and, you know, tore open the box. And just opening up the Ciaga, the aroma was so, you know, like you're sitting in a berry patch. It was just so, you know, tempting. And so we mixed it up. It comes with a little scooper in there, and mixed it up in a little 2 ounces of Pie Mag, and the taste of it was so exhilarating, I guess is a good word for it, but it was so palatable compared to taking the straight shot of the old Ciaga, which I enjoyed, but it was pretty strong.
Yeah, in the old version of the Ciaga was liquid form. This is powder.
Right.
I want to challenge everybody, and Lyle, you can be my first guinea pig if you've never done it this way. Take just a half a teaspoon. Any of Neekin's nutritional products, by the way, the solid tablets, I don't know if you could do this. I've not tried it, or the liquid ones like the joint formula. But anything that's in powder formula, you can take half the dosage of what's on the bottle if you mainline it under your tongue. So if you want to mix it like it says, go for it. But if you want to take half that little scoop, you could get more bang for your buck. And I'm not trying to be frugal or cheap or tight or anything like that. I'm just saying it's another option. It tastes phenomenal under the – I was thinking – what's the long, Lyle, you can remember these too, because we're not that different in age. The long gum ropes that you'd buy that are like 2 foot long of gum.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I put it in my mouth, as a kid, I was remembering back that long gum rope, that grape flavor. It's that strong grape flavor gum or big league chew. It produces this, but that's all chemicals and artificial. This is real fruit. And
yeah,
you're right. The aroma is awesome.
I'll try mainlining tomorrow morning and see how it works.
Okay. You can come back and give us a report.
And the same thing with the smell. We haven't we'll do this shakes today for lunch because we usually do them at lunchtime, and the aroma of that too is incredibly different compared to what it was.
Yep, it's really sweet. No. Okay, I think we lost Lyle. Cut out, but thank you, Lyle.
No problem.
Thanks so much. *6 on your phone line, folks. I know Gary from up in Portland, Maine, the sister city, or the original Portland. He sent me a beautiful picture of him. I think he got his Ciaga. Was it Monday night or Monday afternoon? He had an order in really super quick. And you can do that with the Ciaga because it's less than a pound. When you order it, it'll automatically qualify. And this is something we share with our customers. Oh, we do have an expedited, discounted shipping method. And they say, well, what's that? I say, well, it's through the priority mail system through the USPS, you know, the post office. And anything under a pound automatically qualifies. Oh, really? It's not Amazon free shipping, and that's not free. And you know me well enough, I'm going to keep ranting on that because you pay for that. It's $100 a year. Okay? But here's my point. Gary got his Monday, and he sent me a picture Monday evening and said, toast to Neekin with a beautiful, is it called a chalice of wine, a glass of wine? with the Siaga in the background. So I don't know if that or that, maybe that was Siaga, maybe the way he mixed it up. It looked like wine to me, but to each his own. It was a great photo. But that's something to remember. But also on the heels of that, I learned this from our postmaster the other day. The post office right now has Christmas volume without the Christmas extra hired help. So just be nice to them when things don't arrive when you think they're going to, because our stuff's getting delayed by a long shot. But Gary got his in 2 days. That was for the CN, not for the KBB.
Ben,
yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Gary.
This is Gary. And just to correct the record, that was not wine. That was Siaga. So just to clarify, because the color is just brilliant. And the other thing is that what I found is that after having a meal where I would sometimes like to have something sweet, I take about an eighth of a teaspoon of the powder, just put that under my tongue, and it satisfies the sweet tooth, plus it's that great fruit flavor. It's just wonderful.
So. And, Gary, I appreciate the fact that you're validating that you and I are both nuts, that we dump stuff under our tongue, but our heritage...
Be careful.
Yeah, I know. Our heritage or our DNA coming from that part of Eastern Europe, I'm 75% German. I believe you told me Ukrainian, correct?
And Scandinavian.
Scandinavian, okay. But we don't have to claim things in our DNA and say, well, I'm that way because of this. But here's a perfect example. That little, you crave something sweet sometimes. Some people don't, but some of us do. And it's true that, oh, I'd just like to have a cookie or something sweet. So this is a huge way to combat that.
Yes. And it was two containers of Siaga for $4.95. And I received it on Monday. It was quite amazing.
Two containers.
Yeah, two containers, and it still qualifies for that $4.95 shipping.
Wow, so that's an added value as well. So, you can do that on AutoShip, and that's what Brody taught me. Ask for the best price. Be frugal about it. Be a good steward of your finances. Why not? Anybody else? I know there's others that want to chime in here.
Mayor?
Yes.
Hi. Excuse me. I don't have mine yet, but I can tell you what happened without it, which is not nice. You know, I've been a Vital Balance fan forever, and I can't think of a better way to start my day. I'm a big fan. You throw it in my blender and... 2-3 days, there we go. Breakfast is ready to go. I wasn't that fond of the chocolate, so I thought, well, I'll wait. So I have, I've tried to maintain my weight my whole life. Well, doing eggs and quinoa and everything that's protein that I can, that's good for me. I have gained 3 pounds. I cannot wait for it to come. And that isn't anything else that I've added. I eat these things for dinner or whatever, but I usually start my day with 3/4 of quinoa and a couple of eggs and, all this good stuff. But, man, I just can't wait for easy breakfast that won't make me gain weight.
And, Sandy, you're bringing up a really valid point because – it just, that was the concept for me, because I thought, for around $2 a meal, where
yeah.
can I get all of that value without the calories?
Right.
But what would you say to somebody who says, well, I have to chew my food. I can't do shakes.
Well, I have always told my customers to just to eat 10, 12 almonds. And that way you still get the feeling of chewing, plus it slows you down. It is very easy with a shake to just chug.
Mm-hmm.
That's my personal viewpoint on it.
Well, that's why Vance doesn't consume very many adult beverages, because I can't chug them down like I do water.
Uh-huh.
And I can't even do that with my favorite, you know, and it, some of you are going to go, that's your favorite vice? Yeah, root beer. Okay, that's it. That's my only real vice. But after the second or third sip of it, I burp, and that's like, oh, that's just no fun because I can't chug it. But, Sandy, I like the perspective of, you know, if we'll slow down a little bit and just simply take the Victoria or the Vicki Walters approach. Those of you who heard her story a few weeks ago, she's dropped over 120 pounds.
Yeah,
but
I heard that.
Yeah, she sips on it all morning long, and she puts more water than typical. And that was the older version. The new version, I'm sure she's going to get even better results. Again, I don't know, and I'm not making a medical claim. I'm just stating it. But, Sandy, you reminded me of another point here, too, is that all of those other things that you'd have to buy, the quinoa, the cage-free eggs, and all that stuff, it starts to add up. And if we look at current new statistics, people are saying, they are reporting, while this current pandemic, it's targeting, or the people who can't afford to be healthy, or they can't afford good health care. And we dialogue a lot in our family about this, because we're kind of passionate about the least of these. But I thought about it after looking at the price, the value, and all that, and thought, you know, if people knew that you could do this instead of cold cereal, or you could do this, like Lyle said, instead of lunch, and the value you're getting. But I like your take on it, that you actually said, I'm eating healthy, and yet I'm gaining weight.
And it's not for lack of exercise or anything else that's changed. It's just adding all these things that are supposed to give me protein for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and I get it. Trust me, because you think, okay, wait a second. And it takes a lot of time. So I'm not saying that we should blindly trust Sneekin, but at the same time, I think they've proven themselves. They are willing to do the research. And they're willing to do the development of something, and we see this in the KVB.
Vance?
Yes. Thank you, Sandy. Go ahead, Lori.
This is Lori down in South Carolina. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Lori. I was hoping you were going to chime in this morning. Of all the people, I thought, I hope, Lori, because you're one of those poster children. I'm not calling you a child, but in my phone, I have pictures of before and after of you, and I like the now version. Nothing against the old version of Lori, but
well, I'm still waiting for my my stipend for all the times you use that picture. But anyway, I'm in my garden right now, and I'm planting, and it reminds me, of course, you know, I can't say this without getting misty eyed, but I use KVB. And it was vanilla way back. And during that time, I lost over 100 pounds.
Did you lose it?
I mean, I donated 100 pounds. Haven't found it. It's still gone. And I have a different life. And Sneekin has been part of the whole process. I can't say that it was everything, but it was part of the process. Very vital. Game changer was KVB, and still is. I too am was not a fan of the chocolate, but my sister sent me some chocolate because I was out. And what I love about KVB is the versatility. Yes, I lost a lot of weight, and one of my clients is actually gaining weight on it in a healthy manner. And I reiterate that I lost a lot of weight in a healthy manner. Now I'm maintaining my weight in a healthy manner, and there's no substitute for it. I believe I will always have KVB. As long as it's around, that's going to be my breakfast, and that's my breakfast of choice. And the other thing is, if you really want to chew a lot, eat lunch and dinner. You know, what are you willing to do to be healthy? You know, we always say be healthy by choice and not by chance. You got to make some choices. And through all of this, and you know, the Lord is my witness. He's the one that delivered me from food addiction. But I'll tell you, there were small choices. It's that compounding effect that my Aunt Ann does that slide so well on Tuesday nights. The compounding effects, the small choices that we make. And though I don't want to call KVB a small choice, it was a choice and is a choice and will continue to be a choice for me. And the new shake is fabulous. I had it just the vanilla yesterday. Today I threw in the Siaga, and that was just a bang for my buck. And you know, I'll throw Jade Green's enzymes in there sometimes if I feel like having a little more veggie flavor. It really matters not. It's still that choice. And we all have to choose. And we're all going to fall short every day. But by the grace of God, we're going to get through it. And I'm just grateful for Niken and the amazing job that they've done with this research. And I'll always say it's a game changer.
Lori, I want to go back to something that you just said, and you used the word addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind expounding on that a little bit? I mean, I understand, but I when you use that word, I think back to what Dave Balzer said years ago, and he was, at the time, he was the lead on Niken's research and development team here in North America, and they had people in other countries gathering research and working on products as well. But he said, and I'm loosely paraphrasing, when you change how you start your day nutritionally, you will set the body up. And he said, I guess it's probably 2 to 3 days you're going to see the chemical reaction in the body change, so that any addiction, whether it's chemical, emotional, and he listed all these different things, any addiction, you're going to see a change where the appetite for that addiction will drop. And I'm serious, folks, because, and I'm going to quote my BFF Larry Hafner, seriously, that's the way he always says something when he really wants to drive the point home. We're seeing this over and over and over, mentally, with people who are going through a major crisis because of the news right now. You change what they put in their body. If we're able to help them see that, hey, why don't you start your day with this?
And oh, I can tell you that's true, Vance, because when I started doing KVB, it was summer. I was a lifeguard. I was swimming I was swimming about 2 miles a day. You know, I didn't get hungry till afternoon, and I was doing so much. And like you, you know, it's wonderful. But then I went in the grocery store, and I started craving fruits and vegetables. Now, I have battled addiction for almost 50 years, okay? And you can't tell me that that's not because of what I put in my body, that all of a sudden my body's going, ooh, where are the cherries? Oh, my gosh, where's the zucchini? I mean, you know, as much as my grandmother made wonderful food, wholesome zucchini, I didn't want that. I wanted the sweets. And so my whole body changed. It was craving natural foods that were really good for my body instead of the sweets. And I'll be honest, I do crave sweets once in a while. And, you know, but my body's different. I can just tell you that. It's totally different. And the KVB was a game changer and will remain a game changer.
Well, what I'd like to do, I don't want to cut anybody off that's, you know, no pun intended, chomping at the bit, but what Lori just, you know, kind of covered so many different aspects of this. If there's one more person, if you want to hit *6, and again, what I'd like to do in a few weeks' time, after we've had the opportunity to gather some more stories, write some notes down, and then here, but here's the main point, and again, I'm going to say if there's one more person, I want to finish with this thought. with the presentations that are happening, with what's going on today and what you're going to see more and more people talking about, it's great for our own use, but we don't want to become ethnocentric. And what I mean by that, we don't want the whole world to revolve around us and our enjoyment of this product. What if you invited a couple people, and maybe there's somebody that you know that, or you've talked to them about Nikan Solutions, or you haven't, but you don't know how to put it. I've got a neighbor that I first thought of when I saw, you know, the fact that monk fruit is 100 times sweeter than normal sugar. And when I showed the canister to this neighbor, Logan, he looked at me and he said, "You've got monk fruit? We buy that and we put that into a lot of our stuff." But he's one of these type of people, they want to do it the hard way. But I'm going to call him. I got to follow up with him as a neighbor and some other issues, but I'm going to call him, and if I can get him to talk on the phone, I can't do this via text, I'm going to simply say, "Hey, Logan, this could be a really good solution, and it's better than it was before." So if there's one more that wants to chime in.
Hi, Dan. This is Karen.
Go ahead, Karen, and you're going to make a perfect segue for the next person who's going to share after you, and I get a little surprise for everybody. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to jump on the bandwagon in two ways. Number one, the chocolate. I don't care for the chocolate either. However, I did run out of my vanilla in January, and as you know, Vance, and some of the other listeners may know, I've been working with a health issue. And I thought, well, okay, the KBB is supposed to be out soon. Originally, it was February, and then it got pushed back, and everybody knows it just came out last week. And about 3 weeks ago, I broke down, and I said, I need KBB. I got the chocolate, still not my favorite. However, I crave that in the morning. And what I do, because I want to make sure I maintain my weight instead of lose, because we need 5 to 7 more times the nutrients when we're healing as we do on a daily basis. So I have to make sure I get plenty of nutrients in my system. I have vegetables with mine in the morning, and I will usually have a little bit of I don't do nuts, so I'll do pumpkin seed butter or sunflower seed butter with it. And that's my breakfast. I do crave something sweet. My heritage is Eastern European. We like things that are sweet. However, there is also a philosophy, Ayurvedic. Some people may have heard of Ayurvedic, and they believe in the five tastes. And sweet is one of them. Sour is another one. And you get both in the Siaga. And I got my Siaga 2 days ago, and I've been playing with it. I have mainlined it, okay? I have had it as a 2-shot. Yesterday, I had a long day with clients on the phone, and so I put it in with my 10-4. And it gave the 10-4 a little bit more sweetness and me a little bit more energy and clarity, which was awesome. I've been doing mine twice a day to keep my oxidation level going, or my antioxidation level going. I love the fact that the Siaga is so high in ORAC. I have researched ORAC values in other products. The one that I saw that was the highest prior to Super Siaga, our current one, was about 4,000, I believe. And Nikan has surpassed that. And I feel it when it goes into my body. My body craves it. And I knew that just when I was learning about it. My body said, "You got to order that." So I did. My KBB is still on its way here. I am really looking forward to it. What I like about KBB, period, is that it's easily digestible protein. When somebody is in the process of getting better from something that's going on that's imbalanced in their body or emotionally, they need to free up their energy from their digestive system. Chewing, And normal digestion takes energy. Bringing it up with KVB, which is easily digestible, helps people so that their bodies will get stronger faster.
Karen, that's a much better way of answering the question I asked Sandy, is that easily digestible, and you and I have talked about this. You're at your ideal weight. I'm finally at my ideal weight. It's such a simple solution that sometimes can be too simple. People will say, well, you know, they'll cross their arms across their chest and say, oh, it can't be that easy.
It is. All right, and just as a P.S., for anybody who's wondering what the Siaga tastes like, if you have ever had Manischewitz wine, which is a very heavy, sweet, and sometimes dry wine, that's what it tastes like. I don't recommend it. My mouth is puckering at the thought of it. However, the Siaga goes down so smoothly. I'm going to make myself a cocktail with Thai water, Siaga, and some ice later in a wine glass, and I'm going to sit and relax while I am watching Ladies Leading Ladies.
Yeah, and the other thing, as Gary mentioned, and again, I apologize for thinking that Gary sent me a picture of wine, because we're all adults, and it's okay to drink, consume adult beverages, but Karen, you really hit the nail on the head with that when you talk about the fact that it's just a wonderful, and you're not going to get a buzz. Your body's going to get a buzz, but your brain's not going to get a buzz. And, yeah, so many things. So, again, folks, thank you, Karen, again. I appreciate it, and I appreciate everybody who's contributed. Can we just plan on, after we've had a couple weeks here, maybe in 2 weeks from today, next Saturday we have my friend David Jones. He's going to give us some more kind of technical, so to speak, you know, exactly what we've been talking about, but from a physical trainer perspective of what this will do for the body. But lastly, and I'm going to finish with this, we're going to twist it completely different direction. But there's a 21-year-old, and she's going to tell me to stop, and I'm not going to do the proud papa thing, but she's graduating from American University today via some internet thing, Zoom, Skype. I don't know which one we're going to tap into. It doesn't matter so much. But Kenna has been exposed to Neken since she was born, and we've drug her all over the globe to more conventions than I even want to admit to, and been exposed to a lot of the different aspects of the five pillars of wellness. And I, you know, we could talk about nutrition, which is a passion of mine, all day long, and Kenna could educate probably me more than anybody. But when it comes to the balance of what we can do, and that's something, again, always kind of keep it on the back burner, that when we share Neken with people, it really comes down to the balance of it. And when you hear people like Lori talk about dropping 100 pounds and living a life that she never was able to live before, yeah, the weight is a big factor of it, but it's getting the balance. And when it comes to the healthy community or a healthy society, I like our church's approach of here, near, and far. There's always things immediately in our own area that we get, you know, connected with, and then there's other stuff a little bit further, and then way farther away. And McKenna wants to share right now just one that she was connected with just a few weeks ago while she was in Nairobi, Kenya. And when we look at what's going on globally, there's always people who are less fortunate. So is that a good build-up for you? You ready? Okay, so here's Kenna.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for letting me come on the call. I just wanted to share a little bit about my experience. So I was studying abroad in Nairobi, which was super awesome. I was one of the 24 people on my program that went from my school. And so it was a really awesome opportunity to study there and learn. We learned in the class. I went to a university in Kenya was on the volleyball team. It was super fun. I learned so much just about the city and about the country, and unfortunately got cut short just a little bit. I was there for almost 3 months, so I was super lucky. But at the end of the program, we start an internship, and I was placed at a microfinance firm, which is called Yawezekana Sako, which in Swahili, that means you can do it bank. And this organization, it's a microfinance firm, so they partner with people. The poorest of the poor is what my boss would always say, and giving small loans, so they could be anywhere from like $15 to $150, and then some people even phase out of the program with just small loans so that people can start their own businesses, can be provided health insurance, all those different things, and it's a really cool organization. But when I got sent home because of Corona, the kind of the lens that we were looking at everything shifted, because these people in the slums, because Kenya is on lockdown much more strictly than here in the U.S., at least in my opinion. After they got their first case in Kenya, the entire country shut down within 3 days. Every kid was sent home from boarding school, and now they're on complete lockdown. You're not allowed to travel between cities. You're not allowed, there's a curfew. You're not allowed outside your house after 7. Much more strict compared to the U.S., especially rural U.S. But this means that a lot of people in the slums don't have access to their jobs, don't have access to food, don't have access to anything because there's nothing saved up. And plus, it's so much more of a risk to spread COVID-19 because everyone lives so close together. So something that the nonprofit I work and interning for came up with is using an online platform to send people money so that they can go in themselves to buy food, so that when nonprofits bring food, there's a huge stampede of people because people have been dying in that way because no one has access to food, so everyone's fighting to get to the little access that they do have. But this way we're able to transfer $5 to $10 a week for families, and $10 a week in Kenya is enough to feed a family, like healthy food, which is crazy because we all live in the States, and then $10 is like not even one healthy meal here. So what we're doing is a Facebook fundraiser, and so people can donate via that, and just $10 can feed one family for a week. And so my dad is either going to we're going to share the link in the next upcoming email. Or if you're friends with, if you want to look up Vance Rogers on Facebook, my mom will come up, Stacey Vance Rogers, and she has shared it, and you can click on there and donate. And it would mean a lot to me and a lot to our family. I'm so thankful for you guys letting me jump on the call, and I would love for you to support this. Thank you so much.
So there you have it, folks. And again, I know people have been hit financially during COVID. The statistics are off the chart. But at the same time, something that my cousin David said to me last Saturday, we don't get to spend much time together, but he has the Columbia Sheep Medal of Tacoma, Washington. And he said, Vance, one of the things that we've seen in our business, and it's not huge like my brother and I's version of Columbia Sheep Medal, but when you invest, when you sow into other people's lives, the rate of return, it's people call it, you know, they say, well, when you give, when you put out there in the universe, it always comes back. Well, biblically, it's the same way. And I don't care who you want to give credit for it. It just works. It just absolutely works. So, again, as Kenna said, 10 bucks can feed a family, an entire family for a week. And these are, as the Bible describes, the least of these. These are the really, really downtrodden. And when you get exposed to it in maybe we brainwashed Kenna at a young age, exposing her to taking her to places like India, when even the missions agency that we traveled with said, no, you can't take Kenna. She's too young. And I said, well, if she doesn't go, we don't go. Well, they changed their tune pretty quick. The key is, here's an opportunity to invest. Nikan's been doing this for years. Nikan, Mr. Tom Watanabe, Nikan's owner, invested into Kenna through the Watanabe Scholarship, and I don't know the details of where that's at today, but she was a recipient of that. And much like Robert and Ruth Lowe's daughter, And there's so many. I'm struggling for the name. Addie Roberts, Stephen Tony Roberts' daughter, another one that's part of our organization. Twice she got to go 2 years worth of veterinary school, her tuition totally covered. And the list goes on and on. So let me just finish with this point is go on Facebook, look up Vance and Stacy Rogers. Stacy shared it a few days ago. It's there. And I include the link with my email. So it's just a one click and you can do that. And this is an ongoing project because while our economy has been tanked, and the thing is, it's all relative. We're still paying for gas here on the West Coast, or at least in Oregon and Washington, what we've always been paying. Well, some of you around the country are paying like a fraction. I mean, it's been cut in half. Well, for some reason, it's not a thing. So maybe you could put a little bit of that money. And what we're seeing on the Nikken note, and this is so cool, is people at such an alarming rate, they're waking up and smelling the proverbial coffee and going, you know, I could take ownership of my own health. And as Dr. Gary Lindner, it's by choice. It's not by chance. That's what he so beautifully educated on us. So that's kind of how I wanted to wrap up the call. So thank you again for everybody who shared. Thank you especially to McKenna, who was going to, in 2 hours, start the commencement process of graduating. Yeah. I'm not going to go into that because she'll tell me to stop. But have a great Mother's Day, everybody, all you moms that are out there and grandmoms and great-grandmothers. There's so many of you that have been influential in my life as kind of like a mom in proxy, and I'm really grateful. Yeah, you have no idea the input, the education you put into me. So have a great Mother's Day, all you moms, and I look forward to chatting with you next Saturday when we continue. And don't miss the Zoom presentation that's starting right now with Brody Craney and Dave Johnson. Thanks again, everybody.
Congratulations.